down too much and mess up. Like I say, some tunes is wrote to play at a certain tempo, and if you don't play them there, they don't sound right. Tell end of, you know, a square dance tune, it's supposed to be played, or a flat foot tune, it's supposed to be played pretty fast. Fortune's a D tune, too. Me a new pair of glasses one time. Went downtown and picked them up. I was on a job. Went downtown and picked them up and come back to the house, or the bunkhouse. Started to walk in and a bumblebee got right in there. He made a dive on. I'd done that and I knocked them glasses off and busted them off. I just wore them from down to office to the house. Busted them all pieces.
The bunkhouse,
yeah. No, we was on a construction job up in Colorado. We had a camp there, you know.
Do you play Walking in the Parlor?
No, not really. I've heard it, but I couldn't play it. That's old man Norm Edmonds' tune.
Yeah, I've heard several different versions.
Yeah, there's people. It's a nice tune, but I just never did learn it. About all the tunes I know is tunes that I learned back when I was a boy. I hardly ever learn a new one anymore. Don't have enough energy, I guess. Huh? See, that's a D tune. Got it? That's sort of the way it goes. I used to think, and still do, that tunes, song goes in pairs. You ever notice it? Like Mississippi Star and Arkansas Travel, I always, you know, sort of thought of one or thought of another. Fortune and Sally Ann, or Fortune or Sally Ann Step Back Cindy, Rockingham Cindy, and Thomas, Susan Anna Gal, you know, Western Country. And they always go in pairs. You just stop and think about it once in a while, and you'll
did
find
it. You play that one? Yeah, that's Susan Anna Gal.
Yeah. I used to, I don't know if I can now. trying to think of that other one that went along with Black Eyed Susie.
Is that Cotton Eye Joe? Does that sound like
Cotton Eye Joe's a
A-tube. I'm trying to think of that one that goes along with that. That's
what I'm trying to think of here. See, Black Eyed Susie. Huh? Love my wife and love my baby, love my biscuits, soft and gravy. Hey, Black Eyed Susie. But then there's another one that goes with that, and I can't think of the name of it. I'll think of it in a minute.
I think of Mississippi Sawyer when I think of that.
No, not me. It's Arkansas Traveler in Mississippi Sawyer.
Walking to the corner
Cindy?
Mississippi Sawyer.
No. Well, I mean, it might be that with you guys, but with me, it's always Mississippi Sawyer, you know, Arkansas Traveler. Sally Ann and Fortune. Step Back Cindy and Rockingham Cindy. Like that.
You know Little Rabbit?
No, not really.
Was it anything to do with the records that you had or people that you knew
No.
that played those tunes?
Could be. I don't know. It seemed like always associated one with other. Black Eyed Susie and what in the hell was the name of that other tune? It goes right along with
it. Well, maybe it'll come to you this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe.
How about that Cotton
Is it in the
joke?
Same key?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Cotton Eye Joe.
It's an A tune, but I ain't tried that in a long time either. I guess I forgot how to go. That sound a little bit like another tune of Cotton Eye Joe, but I don't know the other one.
I always associate that with Liza James. I learned it at the
this
same
one?
Time. Yeah, can you play Liza James?
Liza James. No, I don't know one with that name. Let's see. Yeah, I know one called a Big Liza, but it's a D tune. Then there's another one, and one called Little Liza.
And there's Goodbye Liza.
Huh?
There's Goodbye Liza Jane. There's Poor Liza Jane.
Yeah, they're doing Liza. But I guess a Goodbye Liza Jane is one that I'm thinking about, maybe.
There's only one in D, I think.
I know two in D.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Would you play them both?
Well, one of them's Little Liza, a Goodbye Liza, and the other one is, I guess you call it Little Liza. I don't know. That's sort of it. What I always call Goodbye
Lottery. Yeah.
It's on that Liberty album. And I'm the only new one verse, and I made a couple of verses to put with it, but we'd done recorded and decided not to do it over. And I forgot what the verse where I made now. You're going up Get me a load of cane, make me a barrel of lasses, sweeten a little lies of Jane. That sort of way. No, it's just that one. It's just the same thing over and over, as far as I know. It's on that Liberty album, too, called Little Lies of Jane. Mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah, there's several nice verses to that. When somebody told him, little black dog, wish you'd bring him back. He'd run the big hog, roll the fence, and the little ones through the crack. It's a pretty nice tune if you get the right swing to it and somebody sing it, you know. I forget where to note a tune that anymore. String on that banjo, I think. Can't get to bass and tune. Mm-hmm. Black Eyed Susie. I'm still worrying about that song. If I think of it, I can play it if I can just think of the name of it, the way it goes. Black Eyed Susie. Paula, put your kettle on.
Oh,
that's the one that goes with Black Eyed Susie now.
Oh.
Pretty good. I haven't tried it a long time, but I'll try it. It's called Still House, Cider Mill.
You know? That's
incredible. That's a good old tune.
Very few people know that tune.
Huh?
Very few people seem to know that.
I know it. My dad used to play that. I can remember him playing it.
Still House. You call it Cider Mill, too?
Yeah, Still House, Cider Mill. Down to Still House, get a little cider. Saddle up the gray horse and I'll be a rider. Down to Still House, get a little cider. My dad's on there again.
Thank you.
catch a fly that I've ever found. You see him sitting down like that. You can't hit him like this. You can get like it, get him so quick he can't get away. Try it next time. I mean, you know, like it.
Sprinkle salt on his tail.
I heard you hit the bass string in one place there, Kyle.
Yeah, you can hit the bass. That's a D, you know. You know, you just have to feel your way. Let's tune up here and do a little Mississippi song. He's a trickler. You had him, let him go. That's a trickler, buddy. You can catch them like that. I learned that from catching horse flies off my horses, you know. If you slap me, scare him, you know, or something. You do like that, and he get away.
You say Rocky Mountain
goat? No, I don't know that. I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
How about Jimmy Sutton between flies?
Right. Yeah, we'll do Jimmy Sutton. That's where you tune with Jimmy Sutton.
Sprinkle salt on his tail. Sprinkle salt on his tail.
Get a little salt, we'll put on it. That's where I always play Jimmy Sutton, right there. I don't know if I can or not. It's been long. Oh, a lot of these tunes, y'all, we talk about, I ain't played them in years. That sound a little bit like John Sutton. You know, when you're going to make your turns there. That's where I learned Jimmy Sutton. It's a little bit different the way the Highwoods put it out. You know, they done a good job on that, I thought. Oh, cow, sheep, walking through the pasture. You hear it, ain't you?
Yeah.
Cow said, sheep, can't you walk a little faster? Bad. Sheep said, cow, what?
Can you play Liberty?
Liberty on the banjo? God, I ain't played it in so long, I'd be ashamed to undertake it. I can sort of get over to somebody leading it, you know. Yeah, sheep said, cow got a sore toe. That must have been Walter doing that talking.
Yeah,
sound just like it. Cow said, sheep, I did not know that. But I thought they played it too fast in there, so they did start into it. You know, that tune is not supposed to be played that fast. You lose something when you get a tune that fast. I think.
Ebenezer.
What? That's Ebenezer. That's sort of like old Ed, ain't it? To call that one they call Old Dad Earl, and they're Ebenezer and no. There's another name for it. Hoplite Ladies, Hoplite Lulu, something like that. All three the same tune.
Take it back as a souvenir.
No, sir. Keep that going. Well, he was a pest. I never seen one quite as ornery as he was.
Steve, it's on tape, too.
There's another one in here, huh? He's got a mate. See him flying around there?
I thought he liked
that. Now, was you the one who wanted to get that duck on the milk line?
Oh, I'm going to tape it over there.
Oh, you get it off him. Okay. Johnson boys there. It turns almost like it. You ever notice that? Yeah, it does. Almost same tune. You get them mixed up, you don't watch. I used to like old Will. I haven't played it much lately. It's called a Sinful Flirt. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
It is Sinful Flirt, or the Sinful Flirt. It's a story about a girl and a boy, and he was in love with her, and she, you know, she thought he was a, she wasn't, didn't want to have nothing to do with him, so she was jilted him, and he drowned himself in the mill pond. The words tell it all about it. Sinful Flirt, I believe that's what they call it, yeah. Singing it. She didn't know it. She didn't really know the tune. I wrote them down for her, the words, and she sang it off the sheet. And didn't get quite the speed I wanted, but still it's a pretty nice tune. 12 o'clock. We could go eat, huh?
We could go eat now.
But I didn't eat nothing hot cake this morning. They give out on you, you know. What?
That's what I got to do to my head.
He was just through a string.
That's gonna pop any time.
Where is Jeff now?
It ought not to break. I used to keep my banjo tuned right up to A with a full scale neck all the time. You know, 26 and a quarter. Makes the strings awful tight, but they'll go up there.
What string you got in here?
That's a solid brass string. Actually, it's sulfur bronze, I think. I usually use a solid brass. I just didn't have any more.
What key we get here?
I'm in A right now. I don't care where we get to.
We're gonna break out our five strings and work on them?
Yeah.
Thanks,
sir.
You ever use a C tuning very much, open C, where you tune from the regular bluegrass tuning, tune your first string up two frets, second string up one fret, and then the fourth down.
No. Sticking it way up too high, but you want most of that beveled
like
part in there. So that's what mine is. This is five star tuners.
And I think I'm going to try to get it down to it.
And all the gear tuners I've run into lately, which on the 5/8.
These are five star plant tuners.
My
sunset
was
tuners.
That's what these are, yeah.
Yeah,
I use shallow most of the time. Some people don't like these fifth. That's awful hate to get a string out of you ever break one.
Yeah, you know, that's the only thing I didn't like about
it. The only thing I don't like about it.
It's like I still have a whole bunch of string wound up and around there.
Yeah, you need to get it out.
It stopped.
That's the only thing. I like the appearance a lot better than I do them others. But them others easier to get the string off. What do y'all want to try here, fellas? We're in A right now.
Well, let's pick a tune and get it to teach it to us.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, what? Well, let me see.
That John Henry. I like that John Henry.
Which one?
Yeah, why don't we learn John Henry?
Well, it's different. Wasn't it?
That's the way I used to hear it.